Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your chance to win $1,000 coming up in 13 minutes. 13 minutes, your chance to win $1,000. All right, right now we need all hands on damn deck. Serta, Vern, listeners, Daddy, me. Every team needs a Jerod Dyson, right? And Jerod Dyson, we got to get over some ground rules, right? Jerod Dyson, it has to be a – is this good – could it be a non-starter?
No, absolutely.
Does it have to be a non-starter?
No.
I don't know. No, I don't think that's fair because not I don't think anyone in the secondary is right. A real starter.
Right.
So, like, it has to be a non-Pro Bowl player. Like a non-potential Pro Bowl player. All right, that's the ground rules. A non-potential Pro Bowl player. And Jerod Dyson was delusional as hell, right? Jerod Dyson thought he was the best outfielder on the team when Gordon was not this Gordon. When Kane was there, he thought he was the best outfielder on the team. He had a big tinge of delusion. Who is the delusional player for the Chiefs right now that's 5-1 who feels like he's undervalued?
I mean, it made Jerod Dyson who he is today.
Yeah, yeah.
So
but who is it? Who is that?
Career.
He's made money. Who is that? That is the player on the team that feels like he's undervalued or underappreciated.
Demetrius Harris.
Easy. Someone just came in for the 9-1-3. So for you, he's the gold medal for you right now. So the top of the list.
Demetrius Harris tells himself, if I wasn't behind Kelce, I would be a star.
Well, see, but that's not Dyson. No, Dyson would say, I should be starting.
Yeah, and that's only when Demetrius is kicking it.
When he's high as a kite.
Right.
Seatbelt.
Say, man, you know if I got my chance.
Everything he does. I did drop a few balls here and now and there. But everything
Everybody
he does.
Everybody want to talk about my drop passes.
You see that cut? I'd have taken it to the house.
See that catch I made last year in Denver?
Ask Pat. Pat will tell you.
Pat will tell you. See, I'm seeing a lot of DeMarcus Robinson come through. That's a strong one. Because I can see DeMarcus Robinson like, shit, I gave up my number. That dude caught two passes for 18 yards yesterday. Let me get a jet sweep.
Everybody freaks out about what Odell did. I've made that catch countless times in practice.
I went to Florida. See, for me, I think it's Spencer Ware. Like, I'm going Spencer Ware, non-starter. I believe Spencer Ware thinks that SOB took my job last year, and I would have led the league in rushing. I'd have got 1,400 yards. I'd have led the league in rushing. I could catch the ball out of the backfield. He's just playing with Pat now, a better passer. But my vote is Ware.
I think Spencer's too quiet for that. I do think Steve Nelson genuinely believes he's a Pro Bowler, though.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
No doubt.
Oh, 20 does. Yeah, he celebrates first down. The way Steve Nelson celebrated that pass interference that was completely obvious against Josh Gordon, where he held him the whole way. Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, Steve Nelson might be pissed if he doesn't go to the Pro Bowl or doesn't get offered a lucrative deal in the offseason.
It's not funny to say Lando because we already know he is. He tweeted out, they all thought I was finished. Right? Bringing up Lando's not even worth
I don't think he's
this
eligible.
Discussion, right?
I
because
don't believe he's
he
eligible.
Is. Jerod Dyson.
Someone here from the 432. Nelson has a joke with the finger waves. He does hit you with the finger waves. Like Nelson, he doesn't believe the reason why he just got his first interception in his career off that throw off the helmet by Blake Bortles. It's not been his fault. Like, I think a part of it is a guy who doesn't believe it's his fault. And that's why I'm with that. Demetrius Harris is a strong one. Demetrius and Steve Nelson, I think, are the top two right now.
See, I think Tyreek in real life has that.
Well, I don't think he's eligible. He's a Pro Bowler.
In real life. I'm not in the on the football field, no doubt. He is one of the best wide receivers. I'm talking about in everyday things. Like, you know you need a stepladder to get that. Quit acting like you can reach that.
Yeah, yo, that's low. You just took him out for no reason. Someone keeps going Anthony Sherman.
Because what you're talking about is a lack of self-awareness. And I think in day-to-day activity.
I don't think Anthony Sherman is this.
No, I don't get that from Sherman. He just wears those training kits.
This is a sneaky one. What about Chris Jones?
No. I think Chris Jones.
I think Chris Jones thinks he's underappreciated. And you know he's got that in him. Chris Jones, I think you think of it because some people think Chris Jones is better and we don't want to get Serta started. But Chris Jones isn't a Pro Bowl player.
He's all right.
But I think Chris Jones thinks he is.
All right player.
Chris Jones was the one, remember they said at the half, Chris Jones was the one standing in the locker room going off on everybody like he was, like this was his team, about everybody going on. I think Chris Jones is a sneaky pool.
I think Reggie Ragland believes he hasn't been put in the right position.
Yeah, they're just not utilizing his skill set properly.
Right.
You think that Reggie can't believe that.
If he's running the streets the way he says he's running the streets, he has people in the streets building him up.
Reggie can't believe it. There's no way Reggie Ragland can. DeAnthony Thomas? I bet DeAnthony Thomas before the broken leg.
Not for this damn rod.
Look at the positions they're putting Tyreek in. That could have been me.
No doubt.
No, Reggie.
Now he's
Reggie
on the list. All right, let's come up. Let's comprise the top three.
Reggie's out here like, just put me in at nose tackle.
Reggie,
I just clogged the middle. That
I don't believe
be my
Reggie.
Job.
I don't believe Reggie counts. Let's come up with the top three. I think Demetrius Harrison is a shoe win, and I think DeAnthony's a good one too.
I
think what you said, DeAnthony believes. All right, someone said Cam Irving. That's not bad, but I think the two in the clubhouse easily are DeAnthony Thomas and Demetrius.
Cam used to, and then he got paid.
Cam got, yeah.
It would be Albert Wilson if he was still on this team.
I can't say nothing about Albert.
He's taking kids to the movies and stuff.
Who is it Steve Nelson? Is that the third?
Yes.
It's got to be Steve, because Steve genuinely believes, like, I am a Pro Bowl caliber cornerback out here making plays.
After everything, doesn't he? He got burnt on the inside post by who was that? Some Jacksonville receiver. And, you know, Blake just overthrew him, but he was talking all the way. So is that the three?
But Steve's the guy who's like, did I let him score, though? Did I let him score?
Is that the top three? I can't allow Reggie Ragland. I don't believe Reggie believes it. I do not believe it. Is that the three?
Yeah.
Demetrius Harris is the gold medal, the silver to DeAnthony, and the bronze to Steve. I think the silver's to Steve Nelson.
I would
and
put
the bronze
Steve
to
over DeAnthony.
Okay.
And Steve's pissed about the silver.
Come on, get out of here with Breland Speaks. Breland Speaks is still somewhere emotionally crying right now.
Oh, man.
About missing that tackle. Thanks, Lando. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
Jason Witten's a rookie on the in the Monday Night Football booth, and the phrase he used to call Aaron Rodgers' game-tying touchdown with under 2 minutes was pretty spectacular.
Hit the wrist, it doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
He's going for, first off, the sound audio was completely
off the
television.
It was on TV.
It was off of television.
It was bad.
And this, right now, here's a sneaky thing. See, I am the one, let's pull the curtain back. I am the one content I get really mad about. The stories that he reads and the amount of time, because I'm kind of a bit of a control freak, the amount of time that he reads them, and when he gives like two paragraphs, that pisses me off. But Vern is an audio whore. Vern is an audio whore. Vern used to be a producer, and he knows there are easy ways to find the right audio, and you can find it and cut it. See, that stuff steams, Vern. I'll never forget the first time we sat down, we put the show together, and we were putting stuff together,
and
we were trying to
bad.
Do audio, and Vern said, hold on, man, let me just I can see it in his eyes.
Hit the wrist. It doesn't matter. This is pathetic.
He
pulls another rabbit out of his head.
This sounds like you found this off three TVs away from where you were.
I knew it was bad, but I didn't have time to try to find the television call. So I rolled with that because I thought it was fun.
I mean, we're already on AM radio. It's just...
This eats Vern alive. Like, this is not even putting on. This stuff really ticks. Because you hear him say, it's on TV. That means it would have taken Vern, what, I don't know, 38 seconds to find that?
Serta does a great job.
That's when you know he's fucking. Nah, Serta does a great job. Somebody said it was recorded from his Nokia.
Conor McGregor responded to his terrible throw when he visited the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones this past weekend, tweeting, haha, use bleeps. Ruthless on this side. I just didn't want to rip my custom August McGregor baby blue billionaire blazer.
Your chance to win $1,000 in 2 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.